Today's reading is from the Children's Bible, the NLT, and they have little inserts, I think, that are kind of neat. And today's we're reading from Joshua, and it says, read the book of Joshua to learn about a man who started and ended with God. And this morning, Travis and I were talking about God's promises, and I don't believe in coincidences, so I have to read this. At the bottom here it says, hundreds of years before the nation of Israel took the promised land, God promised the guy Israel, known as Jacob, that his descendants would fill up the land and that all the families of the earth would be blessed through his children. This part of God's promise came true when Joshua led the Israelites to take the promised land. The second part happened when Jesus was born in Israel 1,400 years after Joshua conquered it. God was working out his plan for our salvation thousands of years before Jesus completed it. So today's reading is from Joshua 5, verses 9 through 15. Then the Lord said to Joshua, today I have rolled away the shame of your slavery in Egypt, so that that place that has been called Gilgal to this day, while the Israelites were camped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, they celebrated Passover on the evening on the 14th day of the first month. The very next day they began to eat unleavened bread and roasted grain harvested from the land. No manna appeared on the day they first ate from the crops of the land. It was never seen again. So from that time on the Israelites, from that time on, the Israelites ate from the crops of Canaan. When Joshua was near the town of Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a sword in hand. Joshua went up to him and demanded, are you friend or foe? Neither one, he replied. I am the commander of the Lord's army. At this time, Joshua fell with his face to the ground in reverence. I am at your command, Joshua said. What do you want your servant to do? The commander of the Lord's army replied, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did as he was told. These are the words of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.